And on this Wednesday morning, excited to have Christ the King Manor back on our program this morning. Of course, serving by giving. And we're going to talk more about what exactly that means, especially employees at Christ the King Manor, with Paula Felton Warner. So good morning.
Good morning, Brittany.
Let's talk about your employees because you're proud of them.
Obviously.
You know, they do incredible work there. What are the employees at Christ the King Manor like?
Thanks, Brittany. Yes, I am extremely proud of the employees at Christ the King Manor. I don't know if you know, we have almost 400 employees. We are the seventh largest employer in the county. And I have remarkable employees on campus. And I have team members that are brand new to us. And I have team members who've been there 47 years working in various positions within our community.
I think that's incredible. And so many times whenever we think about Christ the King Manor or, you know, long-term living facilities or nursing homes, we tend to think of nursing and the clinical side of things. We're going to kind of flip that on its head a little bit and talk about some of the other employees. But sticking with some of the clinical sides, you have such a cool program that just recently started that I was not fully aware about.
Brittany, I'm really happy to talk about this today. About a year and a half ago, we applied for an apprenticeship program in the state of Pennsylvania, and we were awarded the one and only apprenticeship program for LPNs and nursing assistants in the state of Pennsylvania. And I'm thrilled that we were honored with that because it just provides such great opportunity for individuals that want to get into the clinical end of the healthcare field.
Wow, that is so impressive. First of all, that is the one and only one in Pennsylvania. What does this look like on their side of things to be able to have this apprenticeship? What does it look like for the people who are doing this?
Well, I'm really proud to say we have five team members that we have supported that are almost getting ready to graduate actually next month from Jeff Tech. We have grown five LPNs through this apprenticeship program, and we're just tickled pink that we have paths that people can look at to grow themselves if they desire.
That's something incredible that a lot of businesses unfortunately can't say, that you can grow within that same organization and that you can enhance your skills and really be able to stay somewhere long term and be a part of that family and that career path. I think that is so incredible. Now, that is on the clinical side of things for mm-hmm. LPN, but I think a lot of us get lost in the fact that, well, with how many employees?
400.
That's a lot of people who are able to be employed there, and not all of them are on the clinical side of things. What are some of the people who maybe I'm overlooking?
I appreciate you asking that question, Brittany, because I think people do have a tendency just to think about the clinical end of things, though extremely important, obviously, of what we do every day. But if you join Christ the King Manor, you have opportunities to grow yourself in various ways. If you're interested in culinary, we have an extensive food service department, or if you're interested in project management and maintenance and helping keep the campus looking pretty and maintained, there is various paths that individuals could come in and really seek what fits best for them. There's also administrative, like myself. I'm on the business end of the healthcare, and I love it. And we have so many people with really wonderful stories that are already at Christ the King Manor. But I want individuals to know that if you're interested in dipping your toe into the long-term care, it provides not just the clinical end of things, but the other aspects of career paths for individuals.
I love this so much because I've heard this story so many times of people saying, oh, you know, I wish I could be able to do that, but for whatever reason, like for me, I don't do well with some kind of nursing stuff. I'm not into some of the things that are involved. But you know, if you have that caring heart, mm-hmm. if you have the kind of soul where you want to serve by giving, mm-hmm. this is a way of doing so without having to have that nursing experience.
Absolutely. I'll give you a great example. Our activities team is a great example of, they're really in the thick of things with our residents, having bring them aspects of interest and joy and, you know, variety of activities they might enjoy. So there's all kinds of interesting paths that people could really take opportunity and jump into.
I was going to say the activities. I know I've had many, many conversations with them. And I'm like, this is such a cool job. You get to play games.
Absolutely. Play games, listen to music, dance, go out and see different things in the community with our residents. So I just hope our community knows if they're thinking about making a career change or having or starting a new career, that long-term care is a great way to, you know, look at different avenues and in one campus.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if somebody was thinking about that, where do they go? How do they find more information?
Absolutely. They can always go to our website and hit on our career links. There's a listing of opportunities within the organization, or they certainly can contact our HR department at Christ the King Manor. We're certainly happy to discuss any opportunities if individuals are interested.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you, Paula, for being here this morning.
You're welcome.
And that's Paula Felton Warner from Christ the King Manor, Serving by Giving.